Welcome to Spotlight on Africa with me, Daniel Finnan. This week, we're going to be hearing about an uproar caused by a video of dancing missionaries in Uganda. US missionary group Lukit Ministries in Jinja created the music video set to Justin Timberlake's hit song, Sexy Back. Some Ugandans are furious, describing it as ridiculing Ugandan culture, mocking the day-to-day hardship African women face. Let's take a listen.
I'm bringing missions back. Yeah. Get on the plane and brother, don't look back.
A message at the start of the video says it's intended to share the joy of missionaries overseas. A group of American women are shown carrying jerry cans on their heads, washing their feet, using machetes to cut grass, eating traditional Ugandan food, and riding on boda boda motorcycle taxis. They're wearing traditional Ugandan dress and making light of deworming and mosquito nets. For some, it goes too far. We spoke to one Ugandan activist in the UK who's angry about the way in which the missionaries depict Ugandan life. Welcome to Ida Horner, the founder of Ethnic Supplies and the head of developmental charity Let Them Help Themselves. Should missionaries in Uganda be behaving this way, do you think?
No, because I think helping other people is also about treating them with dignity and those people's culture. These missionaries fail to do that in the video that they put together.
What do you find offensive about the video? Because it mentions pangas, it mentions mosquitoes, it mentions orange feet, it mentions bodas, it mentions jerry cans. Aren't all these a part of Ugandan life?
This is all part of our day-to-day life in Uganda, if you like. But what I found offensive is the manner in which all of these items or aspects of Ugandan lives were put together. The women dressed in the gomesi, something that we treat as almost sacred, you know, that's up there. Like, they wouldn't dress in a buck and go about climbing on lorries and behaving in the way that they did and giving it a pop culture treatment. They wouldn't dream of doing that with any other item of clothing. And if they're there to actually serve the people in the community, they would have understood the importance of this item of clothing. It's about a woman's modesty. It's about our identity. If you're dressed in a gomesi, you're expected to be graceful. But notwithstanding that, they've understood the hardship of the day-to-day life of an African woman, a Ugandan woman in particular, and they've gone about mocking it, taking liberties and mocking that the women have to carry water and do manual labor and carry babies on their backs whilst doing all of this. I found it really, really stressful and horrible. That, you know, no doubt they're doing very good work in the community. They could have done a video about that and shared it.
There are what appears to be some Ugandan girls who also take part in this video. Now, it seems that they can't have been offended by this. So why are you?
The Ugandan girls, as you put it, are in an awkward situation, because if I'm giving you money or funding your project or helping you out of poverty, and I say to you, you're going to do this and you want my help, chances are you're not even in the position to say no. Literally, I'm in a position of privilege and a position of power.
There are statistics at the end of the video which point to real problems in Uganda, such as life expectancy. Isn't this video then just drawing attention to these issues?
You can draw attention to those issues without all the pop culture and all sexy dance. After all, these are very, very serious issues. If that's all that the video did, show what's wrong in the community and what they're doing about it, you and I would not have this conversation.
Do you think these girls should apologize?
Yes, but it's probably they're unlikely to, because as far as they're concerned, God sent them to do this. I would like an apology, but I don't think it's going to be forthcoming, if I'm realistic.
Thank you very much to Ida Horner. According to their website, Lukit Ministries say they pour their individual talents into non-profit and humanitarian aid organizations around the world. In Uganda, they say they serve at orphanages, parasite and malnourishment clinics. After the strong reaction to the dancing missionaries, they took down the video. However, some Ugandans see this as part of a wider issue about the role missionaries play. We spoke to another Ugandan activist in the US who describes the so-called white savior complex. Welcome to Arau Ameni, the founder of the Association of African Journalists and Writers in New York. Is this case a matter of political correctness gone mad, finding offense in this video because it's supposed to make people laugh?
I don't think so. It's disrespectful for development organizations to go to developing countries and make a mockery of the cultures of the people that they're supposed to be serving. Not just the cultures, but the struggles of ordinary Ugandans, of Africans. The video emphasizes this narrative about missionaries and that the locals are just there to be helped, to be saved. And I think that's a very dangerous narrative because it continues that myth of the white savior. And I think that's very dangerous. It again makes Africans and makes Ugandans look like recipients of help. That's just something that's still steeped in colonialism.
We'll go on to the issue of this so-called white savior complex in a minute. But first of all, I wanted to ask, what do you think about the suggestion that this video was inspired by God?
I think that is ridiculous. That's a cop-out. I think her exact words were, "Our dance video came in a dream from God, the author of every creative thing." I think that's very arrogant, and I think that's very self-righteous. I don't believe that something that hurtful and that offensive would come from God. I find that utterly, utterly ridiculous.
You're referring there to Natasha Perryman there, one of the co-founders of the Lukit Ministries. Why do you think organizations like Lukit Ministries want to work in Uganda?
I find it interesting that where Natasha Perryman is from, Oklahoma, there are lots of communities that look just like the children in Uganda, black children, black communities that need just as much help. And these are right in her neighborhood. So I find it very strange to not go to your backyard in America, in the United States, and help children there, but to buy a plane ticket and travel thousands of miles, travel all the way to Uganda. I don't think it's very genuine. It's not really about helping others. It's about their ego. It's about their resume. It's about making themselves feel good.
You mentioned a few moments ago the so-called white savior complex. What is this?
The white savior complex, basically, it's a colonial mentality. Africans are in need of saving. Africans are in need of help. The only people or the only person that can help them is the white savior. So, for example, these missionaries going into Uganda to spread the word of God, spread civility, spread their way of life. This idea that Africans need saving and Africans cannot save themselves, the only people that can save them, you know, is this white savior. A lot of these development organizations are still working from this archaic, old mentality. And I think that's where this video comes from.
Do you think they should apologize for this video?
Yes, most definitely. I think they should apologize. A lot of Ugandans in Uganda, as well as abroad in the UK, here in the United States, we've all been in conversations in social media, online, and also in person, trying to figure out ways of approaching this issue, because Lukit Ministries is not the only organization that is operating in Jinja. There are many, many organizations operating in Jinja and all over Uganda. And a good bit of them have this mindset that they are better than the communities that they're serving. And I think that's a very big problem.
Thank you very much to Arau Ameni. Although the video has been taken down, it's been posted back online by activists who want to draw attention to it. We contacted Lukit Ministries to get their side of the story. A statement from Adam and Natasha Perryman, who set up Lukit Ministries, said they respect all cultures within their ministry and family. They apologize for promoting any view that would show otherwise. They specifically apologize to any Ugandan offended by their ministry dance video. For this week's Spotlight on Africa, I'm Daniel Finnan. Thanks for listening.